Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. In today's Holy Gospel of the Thursday of the second week in Lent, we read, "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, and feasted sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, who lay at his gate full of sores, desiring to be filled with the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, and no one did give him. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On Monday, children, as we honored one of our patron saints, Dominic Savio, patron saint of youth, we remembered how he started a little group of the Immaculate Conception. And what was their job? Aside from honoring Our Lady, their job was to do those jobs no one else would do. Today we have the feast day of a great, great saint, one of the few popes who's called the Great, Gregory, who died at the beginning of the 7th century and was a great teacher, doctor of the church, and pope. He got his start, and he continued his whole life long doing what nobody else wanted to do, or would do, or could do. You might say that St. Gregory the Great was like the dog in today's gospel story. Because in one of his sermons he says, I think it was St. Gregory the Great who said, that to lick the wounds of a poor beggar by a dog, that's what a preacher does, by applying his mouth, the words of his mouth, to the poor wounds of somebody's soul, he actually makes them better. More than that, St. Gregory the Great said, took care of, spiritually and in his body, temporally, all of the needs of the poor and all of the needs of the poor city of Rome and the whole church, when there was no one else to do the job. He was one of the last ones to have the full classical education of a Roman gentleman, and was from a very wealthy family and background. And at that time, the city of Rome had been invaded many times and pretty much abandoned, except for tax collecting, by the emperor, who had moved way to the east in Constantinople. Well, it was up to him as a young man, a city administrator, to do what he could to keep order, and that is what he did. But then, even though he was one of the few to do that, he felt called to be a monk. So he left the world and gave away his money to the poor and to start monasteries. Then he entered one of those monasteries himself. Well, after his training was completed, just a few years, the Pope tapped him because he needed him to go on a delicate diplomatic mission to see the emperor way over in Constantinople. And he did this and other things so well that when the Pope died, he was elected to be Pope in his place. Unanimously by all the people. He didn't want that. He didn't think that he was worthy. He was a very humble man. It was a unanimous election, except that he voted against himself. Well, then he did the job that no one else would do or could do. He couldn't walk by anybody that was in need. The city of Rome didn't have any government. Who was going to collect the garbage? And who was going to see about the water? And who was going to arrest the criminals, the bad guys, and maintain order and all of the rest? Our saint did those things, as well as writing many beautiful books, for example, the life of Saint Benedict and Saint Scholastica, and sending missionaries to convert the pagans in far-off England, because he had seen some angles from England in the slave market of Rome. And he was intrigued with the idea of making these angles instead become angels. There's nothing that our saint didn't do, because he couldn't just walk by a need. Children, very often in life, starting when you're little, you'll see something that needs to be done. You know, my favorite example, and there's a little bit of truth in it, but don't stop there, is that sometimes the little ones here in the front pews will get into a Kleenex, and then there'll be a lot of little pieces of Kleenex that are littered all over the floor in the pew. Well, because they're just little, they might not know about picking up after themselves, but if you see that, if you see something on the floor, at home, or especially in God's home, I pick it up. And that could be the start of remembering to do maybe such great deeds as did Gregory the Great. That is to say, organizing a whole city and building up the papacy to be the temporal as well as spiritual support for the whole of the West. If you need something, something needs to be done, just go ahead and do it. But, very important, you must do it humbly. St. Gregory the Great called himself the servant of the servants of God. Just as our Lord told us in yesterday's gospel, he who is greatest among you, let him be as your servant. He was a very gentle, patient, and kind man. He was sick quite a bit of his life. He had terrible stomach problems, and he had gout and other difficulties. But he always did everything he could to help out others because, especially, there wasn't anybody else to do it. So sometimes when somebody needs to volunteer for a job, you volunteer for it. That's your way of helping out poor Lazarus, who's lying by the gate. Don't just ever walk by. Always, without being a busybody or anything, or being proud, always say, now what could I do to help? At the very least, show some concern for people, be kind, give them a little smile, and do something. At the very least, do a prayer. That makes a big difference to help out many. Let us ask St. Gregory the Great on this feast day this year to make us all realize that the rich man, because he walked by the beggar and didn't help him, ended up going to hell. But St. Gregory became one of the greatest of popes because his whole life long, in a humble way, for the love of God, he always stopped and he always helped. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.